Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Follow God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, I wish I had time to put this in context. If you were to read this and get it in its context, it's even more powerful. But Paul is having to defend his authority because people, he's the one that led these people to the Lord, and yet other people had come in, and now they started saying, well, I'm of Apollos, and another one, I'm of Cephas, and another one, I'm of Paul, and another one, I'm of Christ. And the body was divided following different people. And Paul is trying to defend his right to speak into these people's lives. And in the first part of this chapter, he's talking about how he came and demonstrated the power of God. He says, you ought to believe me because you saw the power of God. You saw miracles happen. You saw blind eyes open, deaf ears open. Miracles happen. And he's defending his authority. And I'm going to come back to some of these verses, but look down here in verse 9. It says, but as it is written, this is quoting an Old Testament scripture, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And see, people will quote a verse like this, and they'll say, well, we just don't understand the things of God. His ways are above our ways. We can't know God. We just can't understand. And they stop right there. And Paul is saying that your natural man, your little peanut brain, you in your physical, natural ability, apart from the inspiration and the revelation of the Holy Spirit, you don't understand God. You can't understand God. You can't know His ways. You cannot figure God out on your own. Amen. I agree with that. But look at the next verse. It says, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. He's not saying you can't know God and you can't understand and you can't perceive the ways of God. Because the next verse, see, people just conveniently stop there because this is what they want to believe. It gives us an excuse for going through life and saying, well, you know, nobody knows that they're doing what God wants them to do. We just do the best we can and ask God to bless it. And that's a convenient theology. You don't have to seek God. You don't have to make any decisions. You don't have to take any responsibility. Just bump, follow, you know, fall through life. And whatever comes, que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. Let fate take its place. And you just go in march step with everybody else right over the cliff to a wasted life. And you don't have to have any responsibility for yourself. So it's a convenient theology. And religion will preach this big time today. But it says, but God has revealed these things unto us by His Spirit. This isn't saying you can't know. It's just saying in yourself, by yourself, without the inspiration of God, you can't know His will. But in your spirit, man, you know all things. Again, I refer to 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. You have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. But it's by the Spirit. It's in the Spirit, man, that you have this wisdom and knowledge. You can prove that your little peanut brain doesn't know all things by taking a test. And I guarantee you, most of us would fail it. We don't know all things with our mind. Some of you can't even find your glasses when they're on top of your head. You forget all kinds of things. Yes, with our mind, we don't know everything. But you have a mind in your spirit. Your born-again spirit has been infused with the knowledge of God. That's what this is talking about. By the Spirit, you can know these things. So in verse 10, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. In other words, it's wrong to say, well, God's ways are higher than our ways, and we can't understand. It's unsearchable. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard. We can't know God. It's wrong to say that. It's a true statement if you say that that's the way it is without God inspiring us. But just to say it point blank and put a period there, and not say, but God hath revealed them unto us, that's a wrong statement. You'll find a lot of statements in the Old Testament were accurate at that time. But in the New Testament, Jesus has totally changed everything. And it's wrong for us to say and have some of the attitudes that were existing in the Old Testament because Jesus changed everything. And when you got born again, you now have a born again spirit that was recreated in His likeness and in His image. We have received that spirit and we can now freely know the things of God. I'm trying to say that going through life without knowing God's will, it may be normal according to the pulse of most people that you take, but it is abnormal according to what God's will for you is. God wants you to know. He even gave you that command in Ephesians 5:17. Don't be ignorant, but understanding what the will of God is. And I know some of you think I'm trying to be mean. I'm just trying to be blunt. If you don't know God's will, you're ignorant. Amen. That's what the Bible says. Don't be ignorant. Understand what the will of God is. Man, this is baby stuff. We ought to know God's will for our life. He wants you to know. So I'm trying to show you that when you got born again, God gave you a supernatural revelation, but it's in the spirit realm. It's not going to come external. You aren't going to hear an audible voice. You aren't going to have somebody come up and talk to you. You aren't necessarily going to be able to read it in a book. But you, in your born-again spirit, have a homing device, a GPS system that will tell you where to go and what turn to make. But you have to be still and listen to it and cultivate it. And you've got to believe that it is not out there somewhere. It's on the inside of you. God has already given you this. There's an Old Testament scripture in Psalms chapter 32 that prophesied the new covenant that we live in. David wrote that. And it's quoted in Romans chapter 4 and other places in the New Testament. And it says, don't be as a horse or a mule whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle. This is Old Testament language and it's kind of poetic language. But what its meaning is, don't be like an animal that doesn't have the Spirit of God on the inside. And you have to put a bit in their mouth and hurt them to turn them and make them go in the direction that you want them to go. But instead, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk thou in it. Just the still, small voice of God. Sad to say, most of us are living like an animal that we let circumstances dictate us. I have people all the time that come up and say, well, I put a fleece out and I ask God if He wants me to do something. If He wants me to come to Bible college, sell my house, do this, do this. And there's most people trying to discern God's will by circumstances. And if your house sells, and if God gives you a job, and if this happens, and if you see three cats and two dogs walking in lockstep, well, then that's a confirmation to you that God told you to do something. That is a terrible, terrible, terrible way to discern the will of God. Man, if I went by circumstances, I wouldn't be here tonight. We've overcome a lot of things. I guarantee you, we've gone against the flow. To find God's will, you got to swim upstream. An old dead fish can float downstream. You got to go upstream. You got to go against circumstances. You need to hear the voice of God and not let circumstances dictate to you. As a matter of fact, in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts, you find that Paul saw a vision. And in this vision, a man said, come over into Macedonia and help us. And so he woke up in the morning knowing that God sent him to Macedonia. So he went to Macedonia, into Philippi, and within a day or two, he was beaten and in the stocks in the lowest part of the dungeon. Most of us would say, well, it must not have been God. It didn't work out. No, really, if you take Scripture and look at the people who obeyed God, if everything is going good, it's probably because you hadn't found God's will. When you find God's will, there's going to be persecution. Satan's going to come against you. If you never bump into the devil, it's because you're both headed the same direction. You turn around and start going against the flow, and there's going to be opposition. So this thing of thinking, well, if God wants me to do it, everything will just fall into place. That is not a godly way of discerning God's will. You have a spirit on the inside of you. That spirit man knows all things. And you need to learn how to listen to the voice of God and do it if it hair-lips every devil in hell. If it goes against everything and everybody else, you go with what God says. This is what sets true Christianity apart from religion. We don't have just rules and regulations. We don't have to go to somebody with their collar turned around backwards to tell you what God is saying to you. You can go and hear God yourself. God can speak to you. God will show you, every one of you, not just the super saints. If you're the sorriest Christian in this auditorium tonight, God is speaking to you constantly. It's not a lack of Him speaking, it's a lack of you listening. I'm trying to get across to you that every one of you in your spirit, you have the mind of Christ. He goes on to say in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13, or let me jump down to verse 14. It says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. The natural man is talking about your physical body, the part of me that you see, your mental, emotional part, your soulish realm. Your natural man does not understand the things of God. It can't perceive the things of God. It's foolishness to them. Well, that is a profound statement. And I can't tell you how many Christians are trying to figure God out with their little peanut brain. And they're looking for physical things like fleeces. They're wanting this to happen and that to happen. And they're trying to perceive God in the natural realm. You know, we've got a natural body and God created it and it's good. There's nothing wrong with it. But brothers and sisters, you are more than a hunk of chemicals. You are more than an animal. You are not an evolved animal that you just go by physical stimuli and what you feel. There is a spirit on the inside of you that's eternal. It'll never die. It'll be alive a million years from now. There is a spirit man that has capabilities that are a million times greater than your physical body. You can know things by your heart that you can't know in the physical.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Follow God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1067C for CD or R3211D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU16C titled The Wisdom of God in a Mystery when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
This is Andrew Womack, and I'd like to invite you to join me as a partner of our Gospel Truth ministry. You know, we are reaching the world not only through radio, but also television, DVDs, books, CDs, just every way that we possibly can. We have Bible schools scattered around the world. We are preaching the gospel literally around the world. Over 2.2 billion people can get our broadcast and our materials. And it just takes a lot of money to make all of that happen. So I'd like to invite you to join with me on a monthly basis as our partner. Our announcer is going to give you some information, and I encourage you to pray about it and then call or write today and become a partner with the Gospel Truth.